Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming up, Tucker has dropped part one of the coup against the people. We're going to be doing a review of it tonight in the war room. And I'm also going to air some excerpts coming up at the start of the fourth hour today. So look for that. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now we've got Bob and Cody and Bob and Jen and Margaret and Jen and Jean and Andy and Ian and Lita and Jackson or Jason. We will get to your calls coming up at the start of the next segment. I will go directly to you. And I'm glad a lot of you are calling in about Prince Charles and Elon Musk and what you think about this, and some of the callers want to talk about why these globalists turn to the dark side. Well, I think they turn to it early, and they're chosen by those that are already in power on the dark side. We know that. They recruit more and more of their people, and then they externalize their attempt to poison and murder children into the COVID vaccine because that's their god, that's their ritual, and they want mass death of children for their entity that they serve. So that's why they do this. It's all very simple. Every major emperor during decline, whether it was the ancient Mesoamericans or the ancient Europeans or ancient Africans or ancient Asians, during decline, they always got satanic emperors and priest class leaders that demanded human sacrifice. And it was almost always the firstborn sons. That was really because they were worried about firstborn sons carrying genetic memory that's triggered more intensely in firstborn sons and daughters, and that they would then lead a rebellion against that tyranny and reboot the civilization. And so it's a type of carpet bombing operation to stop the next generation, which definitely children being born now that transcend the poison, the brainwashing, as most succumb to it, are very special. Kind of the New Agers and stuff call them indigo children and stuff like that. I don't go with their cosmology, but there's definitely for every action, opposite and equal reaction. So the attack on the children by the satanic forces is going to trigger some interesting things being unlocked in the genetic memory, because this is not our first rodeo, that are going to give them some big problems. So let's just say this, a very exciting time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me finish with this. We'll go to break and come back with your calls, because I didn't get through really any of this key stack. You see, this stack, this is WHO defends lockdowns and hunger. Pretty important. Now they're the ones running around going, oh my God, the whole third world's starving to death and we're organizing them into huge caravans to come and break their borders and have a permanent underclass. Oh, they don't explain that to you, do they? Or, oh, those are the ones that are lucky and escape, though. We're killing the really poor ones. How evil. How bad is that? Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. The UN said, give us billions back in April last year. But, oh, the UN didn't point out that the UN itself was directing the lockdowns and all the other policies we see, the global vaccine passports, the global carbon tax, that's all UN official certified guideline by the UN. In charge of the internet, in charge of banning climate denial, in charge of banning alternative treatments for COVID. I mean, they're just the boss. They're the authors, they're the captains, they're the field marshals, they're the generals, they're the press. They're in command of our destruction. Here it is, BBC. Coronavirus, WHO defends coronavirus outbreak response, lockdowns, and more. That's old Tedros. Dr. Tedros. What a nice, he's an admitted communist, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist. Killed over a million of his people in Ethiopia, not letting him have medical treatment for cholera outbreak. What a nice man. They said, well, you'll kill your own people. You are in command now, Tedros. Oh, remember this guy, Dr. Ryan, the global UN head of response. WHO official floats removing infected from their homes to stop the spread, including children, and basically permanent lockdowns. Now you see him in Australia trying to say the lockdowns will be permanent. Coronavirus crisis could double number of people suffering acute hunger. Oh, the London Guardian. They're answering to the UN more food when the UN ordered a lockdown. As hunger swells, food stamps become a partisan flashpoint. Human rights chief warns against mishandling the lifting of COVID lockdowns. Oh, yes, don't lift the lockdowns. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. We won't be able to starve them all to death. Oh, and look, the DHS is preparing to lock us down. Yes, they're just getting us all ready for the biblical level proportions. finally, nothing moves.
Nothing moves. I knew black and golden.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday Comes Early Super Blowout Sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good, it's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, if you just joined us, I just read to you from AP, Reuters, the News of Australia, the New York Times, the statements of the UN last May. What was that, like 19 months ago? 18 months ago, saying don't ever end the lockdown. But then, out of the other side of their mouth, oh, the lockdown starved to death 25 million people. We need lots of money. Elon Musk won't give us $6 billion. Elon Musk said, how about you stop running child kidnapping rings? I say, how about I just give $6 billion directly to the Africans for food and medicine? And they said, no, no, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. So refreshing to see Elon Musk with his giant platform level the truth at those people and do that. I want to see more of that. Less brain chips, more fight the pedophile rings. All right, let's go right to your phone calls. I'm going to try to move quick through all these. We get to everybody. Let's go to Andy in California first. Andy, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, early listener. Been listening to you for about 4 months, studying intently. A number of my friends have encouraged me to, including a good friend of yours, Bob Barnes. And so for us new listeners, there's some missing pieces in the logic of some of these participants in the New World Order, including some of the heads of the Fortune 500 companies. What doesn't make sense to me is why would they be making decisions like implementing these vaccine mandates that are really crippling their own companies? How are they going to escape scrutiny and condemnation for basically ruining their own companies?
Well, that's because they're positioned into where they are because they follow orders. They're not in charge. And if you're in a major war and you're in a major battle, and you're going to end up losing half your army to win the war, you don't care because you've got an overall objective to be able to take over. You don't care about your company. You don't care about profits. The globalists can create all the fiat currency they want in their minds. They care about power and control. And there's a great example of this in the movie Braveheart, which is a composite of real historical events. But there have been real cases in war, even in World War I, World War II, where there have been troops caught behind enemy lines, and the Germans, but also the British, the U.S. would then open up with artillery on their own positions to stop an enemy advance, knowing you'd, quote, kill soldiers on both sides. So remember in Braveheart, Longshanks, who was a real king fighting the Scots and William Wallace, he says, open fire with the archers while the battle's going on, and both armies are mixed together in hand-to-hand combat. And they say, sire, we'll hit our own men. And he says, well, we'll hit theirs too. I mean, this is full spectrum dominance. They're attacking all of us. When the Rothschilds, going back 250 years, would fund both sides of a war, they funded the British and Napoleon 200 years ago, 220 years ago. So when they do that, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And then you get into the psychopathic, sociopathic, full spectrum dominance mindset. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they're just looking for cover from their own collective when things go bad.
Well, even SPAR's event 2023-2025, a globalist war game, says once the public wakes up that we hit them with a chemical bioweapon through the shots, we'll just have all the CEOs and people resign and blame them, and then we won't get in trouble, the actual controllers. See, it's the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and others and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, Prince Charles. Their name's not Windsor. It's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. You know, he's Charles of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and like 20 other names. All the duchies of this and countesses of that and baronies of this. And you know, I mean, they own basically everything. They own shares in all those big... I mean, they own BlackRock. They own J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They own Vanguard. And then you go invest in that and get a little percentage back, but they use that to control all the companies and all the investments. You understand? And so they've got to squeeze and shut everything down and bankrupt a bunch of companies to consolidate control. That's called a vertical integration. But vertical integration is only one part of it. At the end of the day, they want to destroy industrial society. See, they never had full control of industrialization. And then now they've got industrialization set up. Now they only want that industrialization for robots that serve them as their infrastructure. We're seen as insects or weevils that have gotten into the grain supply and are eating up the king's grain. So this is simply culling off, you know, like wild cats in the neighborhood.
Gotcha. Thanks for that insight. Also, a shout-out for my little boy, Joseph, who's one of your biggest fans.
Well, God bless you. His name's Joseph?
Joseph, yes.
Joseph, you got a great daddy. God bless you. Love Jesus. All right, thanks for calling, sir. Let's go to Jen in Florida. Jen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for everything you do, first off.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling today is FPL, which is Florida Power and Light, which is owned by NextEra Energy. So this is going to be all of your solar, the nukes here in Florida, and also in Texas. I was just looking on the map. It has the Lone Star transmission line and your solar. They just put down the vaccine mandate. This is, according to their website, the world's largest power supplier.
Well, people should boycott it. It's hard to boycott a power company when it's the only power company, but the governor should really do something about that, and I know he's been trying to. This is real. Globalism is corporate fascism. That's why they've got all the big companies on board to act like government's doing it, but it's really the corporations doing it. The power to make you take an experimental shot linked to all these illnesses and deaths, or you can't have a job, you can't live. That is just absolutely criminal, isn't it?
Yes, it is absolutely horrible because, as you know, these are hardworking men and women that are out there. They're out there in the worst of conditions when everybody else is home, and they're not just running on one call here or there. They're going constantly, making sure that everybody has their TVs running, they have the ability to charge their cell phone, and they have cold beer and all these creature comforts that we're used to. These men and women are out there every day doing this, and now they're being forced, and they just... The guy that heads the company, Jim Robo, sent out the email saying that everybody needs to be fully vaccinated by December 10th.
Well, Jen, you raise this. That's very important. And you do it from the perspective of these hardworking folks that are being forced to quit their job or being fired. But think of the big picture. How do you have a post-industrial world and then you don't get blamed? You have the major corporations order their employees to take shots and then fire them in energy, in medical, in transportation, in the airlines. And then when those people quit, society breaks down. And the public is so dumbed down, they don't even put two and two together that it's the Great Reset or the post-industrial world. They'd already done all the actuaries. They'd already done all the studies. They already knew that this was going to be happening.
Yeah, and now this Great Reset, it's coming home to roost, everybody. It's coming home. So people that don't want to open their eyes to it, they're going to start seeing it because all of our critical infrastructure is going to start faltering because it's going to be the hardworking, but they believe in freedom. You know, these guys.
And then the dollar, and I understand, and then the dollar goes down. And again, they just say, oh, sorry, things broke down. Now we've got the global reset, the new global currency, but you only get it when you have the vaccine passport. It's also the carbon passport, and then we're on it. And it's already being rolled out in Europe, Canada. The dictator up there clearly got in by fraud. Trudeau, who says he wants to be a dictator, is announcing you can't drive your car, get on a ferry, drive down the highway, get on a plane, have a job. If you don't take the shot, you can't have neighbors over. No one can be in your house. I mean, this is martial law. Yes, Jen, thank you for the call. This is house arrest. This is how they roll in martial law. This is their cover. You know, I had it yesterday. Stack, one of the crew members, gave me a copy of the email he got from Southwest. He thought he was going to take his girlfriend and him down to Cancun. I told him, I said, they're going to demand a COVID test and a bunch of other stuff. And sure enough, they sent him an email, which I had yesterday. Stack, just reprint it for me. And I'll show it when we come back. And now it has the same restrictions for people that are vaccinated versus aren't. See, you thought you'd take the shot, and then you'd be let out like the rat, you know, let out of the cage. No. Once you submit, it only gets worse. So that's coming up. But first, we're going to talk to Cody and so many others, Margaret, you name it, on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, band.video, which you can try to share that on Twitter and Facebook. They won't let you, so share freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL that takes you to all the same videos at band.video. And again, they wouldn't be censoring us if they were invincible. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the beginning of it. That's why you don't hear a damn word out of these churches, because you got little devils up there in the pulpits. They're going to tell you, take that microchip just as sure as the sun came up. Gene, welcome, and thank you for calling.
Gene, Alex, what's going on, man?
Gene, I'm sorry I can't read. My eyes are going out. Go ahead.
All good, brother. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about and spread some good news for us and some horrible news for the New World Order. And you're doing a lot of Christians just want to sit around and kind of just wait for Christ to come back, but you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to keep resisting these losers right up until the last second. I'm proud of you for doing it.
Absolutely.
And what I wanted to say is I don't have much time, but what I wanted to put out there is I don't really hear much people talk about this particular topic, but the two witnesses and what is leading up, you know, to that is this building blocks of the Mark of the Beast system that they're building in front of us now. And, you know, you've said it several times. They never really get a grasp on the world order that they want. It's like always kind of slipping through their fingers right up until the last moment. They get it for like 1 hour or like just a moment in time. But these two witness guys are coming, and it's happening after they build the third Jewish temple. And I just like people to know that don't know that, you know, they have the building blueprints drawn. They even have like 3D walkthroughs. They made all the ornaments for the temple. 2016, I believe, I might be wrong, might be 15, they started training the Levitical priests for the first time in 2,000 years, and they've elected all those guys. So they're making moves towards that. And so we're getting to the nitty-gritty. I mean, that's
and then notice the people running Israel are enslaving the Jews there more than anybody in the world with the deadly poison shots. Notice again what the Antichrist is doing. They think they've gone there to be safe, and now they're about to get attacked.
And I think they're going to use that as the catalyst to say that we need to build the temple to get our people back. That's my perspective on it. I think they are running them in the ground.
Well, you're right. I mean, prophecy is being fulfilled, my brother. It is unbelievable. God bless you, Gene. Thanks for the call. These are all great callers. We've got to move quick to get to everybody here. Let's go ahead and talk to Cody in California. Cody, welcome.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you so much for taking my call today. By the way, your products are amazing, and I use them. Help me understand what's going on here. For years, you've been educating us and teaching us about the globalists, their plans, you know, these leftist politicians, and a lot of the Republicans. But more recently, I'd say in the last 5 years, thanks to Donald, the whole world has seen firsthand what the deal is with China and what China is gearing up to do, how it all connects to the virus, which came from China. It's a weaponized virus on the world.
Well, sir, China was set up as 1,300,000,000 people by the Rockefellers on record in the 70s. They put Mao in 49, but Mao then exterminated a bunch of his people, got them all under his control, and then the globalists came in and said, okay, now we're going to give you one-sided trade deals, we're going to let you take over the world rare earth minerals, we're going to let you have all the energy, and then because you have partnerships with these middlemen, that's the globalists, we will let you dominate the planet with us. And so now you've got China kind of double-crossing some of the globalists, which again, the last caller talked about how these kings of the earth will work with each other only so long, you know, until they finally go to war with each other, which is described in the book of Revelations there with the Battle of Armageddon. But whether you believe in that or not, that's where all this is going. It talks about the dragon from the east and world war and the rest of it. And so that's definitely the way things are shaping up. I'm not saying it's this year or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, but this is definitely this Antichrist spirit trying to build what it's always been trying to build.
Okay, so the way I see it, Alex, I don't necessarily believe China wants anyone alive on the world and on the planet other than those they want to govern. Have you seen their auto manufacturing plants in the last couple of months here? The footage coming out? I mean, literally, looks like something from Terminator. They don't even need their own...
Well, that's right. China came out about 5 years ago and said the Communist Party goal is to be 100% robot and to replace humans. And again, that's the globalists working with China to do that. And that's like all the big fast food places are saying they're going to be all robot. You go to the airports, it's almost all robot now, or you don't talk to a human. Yeah, we're being put in an obsolete cage. We're being made obsolete so they can bring in their world government.
So why is it that the globalists and the people, you know, who are have the chance to open their eyes and have, you know, self-interest in their own future and that of their children, even though they want to control, you know, the Western world, don't they see that they're making a deal with the devil and they're ultimately creating their own destruction? Just like one of the callers prior said, I think China is the biggest threat with the hypersonic missiles and the AI development and their complete.
Yes,
progress.
China is a testing colony of the globalist. And yes, and just like any group of criminals, they have internal squabbles and fights, just like Al Capone had people that had squabbles inside his organization. So absolutely, it's just a nightmare of authoritarianism, human-animal cloning. I mean, they had cows that were part human 30 years ago in China producing human milk. I mean, it's just spider goats, you name it. Yes, sir. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Go ahead. You've got comments on Prince Charles.
Yeah, Alex, I don't give a damn who these people are. You know, I'm not scared of them. I think they're scared of us. But I think, yeah, they're all sick pedophiles who are trying to kill us, but we need to be ready. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird what the hell we're living in. Right,
well, what
now.
They are is ultra rich, inbred, decadent, crazy people that make Baron Harkonnen of fiction look like a sweetheart that are telling us they're going to cut our energy off. And they're going to tell them they're going to save the earth by starving us to death. And I say they can burn in hell. How about that? They declare war on us. There, Prince Charles is with his, quote, best friend, the most famous pedophile, Jimmy Savile.
I agree with you 100%. That's why everyone listening right now needs to get ready. Buy your storageable foods. I have tons of it. Just get everything. Just be prepared. Because when they come, we're going to be ready.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, you know, I don't talk enough about this. We told you 20-plus months ago that giant supply chain breakdowns were coming because that's what the Great Reset wants to do. And then we told you when they try to do forced inoculations, it will make the key workers in oil field production, in the power lines, in the truck drivers, all quit. The shipping containers, all of it. And so this is their plan. And then the politicians don't point this out. The leaders don't point it out. That it's designed to make the supply chain break down, and Klaus Schwab brags about it. So we're now deep into the collapse. It's going to get a lot worse, and almost no one even gets this out there. Because no one shows how it's premeditated, how it's all connected. No one connects the dots, even when the globalists write damn books bragging about it. I mean, I got Great Reset right here by Klaus Schwab. Read the book 3 times. It's all right here. And they're devaluing the currency to collapse everything. I mean, this is just hell on earth. A dystopia by design. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. And we're going to kill your ass. More calls straight ahead. A ton of news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I went from 95 to KLI, baby. All of us to be left alone. My average home. We're going to where we feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
You are in the twilight zone, the twilight between the third and fourth dimension and beyond. Think about how incredible it is. I was thinking about it right before we came back out of break, that a book written 2,000 years ago claiming that an all-powerful off-world consciousness condensed itself down into a human body to come warn us of the coming of a planetary system to enslave us and make us have a mark on our hand or forehead to buy and sell, and that it would force a world government and all peoples to worship it, and that it would have copies of itself in the marketplaces that are described as 50 to 100 feet tall that everyone worships, that everyone bows down to. It describes robots and and giant flying metal dragonflies that drop seeds that turn into mountains of fire. I mean, it's describing high-tech stealth aircraft. I mean, you read it all, it's not like Nostradamus who would like, in the time of the day of the such and such, the Red Tower will burn, and the king will be struck by a lance and die. There are lots of towers burning and lots of kings getting killed with lances, you know, back in the Middle Ages. But there isn't one world governments and marks to buy and sell and everything else we're seeing. And giant flying dragonflies dropping bombs that create mountains of fire. Behold, a flash, and then a mountain, a pillar of fire. It was like a, you know, I mean, whoa. And now you're here. And an off-world entity is marooned here and doing this to us. And we've received a transmission warning us about it. Of course. What, do you think we just popped up on this planet or something? You just think, you really think this is the only planet humans are on? You really, don't you have a sense of yourself, an oldness? Don't you have a sense of something big? That's why you like see these science fiction movies and stuff. It seems like you've already been there. You already know it. It's like a, it's a long time ago. A long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away. To spirit. And these sickos aren't working for our team. And so we could really reject them, couldn't we, and do anything together. But we're not doing that, are we? No. You think we've just been running around like cavemen, all that made-up crap? It's all made up. It's all come out. It's made up. So are we going to let a bunch of inbred crazies that know what's going on keep control of us? Or are we going to transcend them? Because there's a transmission that is broadcast through all wavelengths of all dimensions of God's plan. All you got to do is tune in, you know, kind of like you're driving on the road and says, tune to AM station or FM station for the local national park news. And you just like, turn to that channel, and it tells you about the different things going on at the national park and what some of the scenes are and things that you should look out for, like don't feed the bears or whatever. But we can just tune in to the Holy Spirit, and then it's all clear what we're supposed to do. I mean, my gosh, John and Ezekiel and all of these guys tuned into the transmission. You can tune in too. But the world isn't going to be too friendly to you. You're going to get messed with, and they're going to come after you. And there's going to finally be a point where they're going to kill you. But then it doesn't matter because you're eternal energy, and it's all a big game. Death's a lot easier than just dealing with the problems of life. And I'm not saying kill yourself. I'm not saying life isn't amazing. I'm saying just get over it. That you are an eternal creature, and these things know that, and they're pissed off at you because they're jealous of you. This all comes down to spiritual jealousy. You know, old Beelzebub cannot build all the stuff we build. Beelzebub is just older and a different creature. And again, does not like us because his old boss showed him the door. And it's all real. And it's all happening. And once you understand it, it all makes perfect sense, doesn't it? And then I've studied globalists. They're not atheists, folks. They are worshipers of the entity. And the entity rewards them when they hurt the earth and the animals and the people. It doesn't like anything. I mean, Satan wants to blow the whole planet up, folks. That's exactly what he does at the end of childhood's end. Put out by one of the sick freaks, one of the perverts, one of the Jimmy Savelles of the world, Arthur C. Clarke. And when they're done getting our children, what do? They blow the earth up. And the children is the metaphor for this, the new spirits. The new spirits created by God's free will, now being attacked and being hijacked by these fallen entities. Yeah, Arthur C. Clarke, I'm not calling him a pervert just because he liked to have sex with men. He wasn't living in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for no reason. I'll just leave it at that. They're all part of the same club. His breakout book is about demons that come to Earth to take our children and then blow up all the adults. Boy, they just can't shut their mouths, can they? They just can't ever stop telling us, die, 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 die. That's the transmission. Kill the children, kill the children, kill the children, kill the children, kill the children. That's who they are. I'm quoting The Exorcist. Hope you guys delayed that. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. I got a lot to cover. Joe Salonte's taking over. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I know the new Tucker Carlson show. I haven't seen it yet. I'm told it's amazing. We'll be playing some excerpts of that coming up. And then on the War Room today, 3 p.m. with Owen. But you tune into the Satan's transmission, and it's just ridiculously stupid, mindless. But it's a woodpecker effect, and it gets people on board with it because they're scared. They're like, what is this? Oh, just come on over and work with us, and we won't be as scary as, you know. But don't you know, once you really sign on to the devil and once God's disconnected from you, that's a very scary place to be. You imagine that? And you look at people like Prince Charles and the rest of them, they're completely freaked out and scared, and they should be. You know, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go to Ian and Bob and everybody else in the order the calls came in, and Margaret. Margaret's actually right after Bob and then John. I'm just going to get you all on here. Then I'll host as long as I need to in the next hour to get to your calls. I did a pretty good job earlier hitting a lot of this, but I also didn't get into I got a bunch of other news here. It's crazy. But that's why I'm about to start soon. At least three nights out of the week, a three-hour commercial-free show. I mean, we'll have a few breaks here and there, but it's not going to be a regular clock. It's going to be a podcast, and it's going to be live. Live, live, and your calls. I mean, predominantly your calls and a few special guests, so we really can kick into high gear here. Separately, I really do need your support to stay on air, and we're running store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points right now. We only do this a few times a year. It's our biggest sale of the year. And a lot of stuff's come back into stock, like BrainForce Plus and, of course, Ultimate Bone Broth, new and improved with a whole bunch of amazing stuff in it, like turmeric and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and key minerals and just it's organic cocoa in it and sea salt and just everything else. I mean, it really is high-end. Everything in it is the very best we can get at a price lower than just a canister of concentrated regular chicken broth, which is also super good for you. Like we might come out with one that's just that. It'll be half the price because leading competitors cost more for the same size container and the same amount. When I know the price is less than half for them. So we're going to come out with one that's just chicken broth concentrate of the highest quality for you. That'll be half the price. But this is less than the leading competitor that we know costs half as much as ours. An incredible deal. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 20% off on Ultimate Bone Broth, plus now back in stock. And we've got Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, for 60% off. Unprecedented deals. All the toothpaste products are 50% off as well with the mouthwash. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To your phone calls. We've got a lot of amazing callers here. I want to get to everybody here on the Alex Jones Show. So we're going to go in the order they received here. Let's go to Bob in Vermont. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, it's an honor.
Honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm an old Marine, and in my day, the enemy was the Soviet Union. And you knew who your enemy was, and if it came to it, we would do battle, right? Today, the enemy's all around us. You know, they're in your family, they're your neighbors. What does this thing really look like? I mean, at what point?
It's an ideological spiritual war, good versus evil, Bob, yes.
Well, but how do you win this thing, Alex? I'm convinced that elections are out. I have zero confidence that my vote matters. You know, we voted for our guy, and they didn't let us have him. And the idea that we're going to wake up and vote for the right people and they're going to make an effective change, it just doesn't seem realistic to me.
Well, your question is the big question. We can do whole shows and take calls for 5 hours a day about it, and we should, and really brainstorm on it. But it's pulling out of the system. It's not complying with the system. It's educating others. It's praying to God and asking God for discernment and just being a light in the world up against this evil. But I hear you. This is such a sophisticated, multifaceted, you know, media globalist run operation. They've been preparing for this for hundreds of years. God bless you, Bob. Thanks for calling, and thank you for your service. Remember, this is all a big test, and they're going to get us so isolated and so brainwashed that without the Holy Spirit, they're going to win. I mean, that's what the Bible tells us, so it's all happening. Let's go to Lita and then to Margaret. Lita's actually been holding longer in Texas. Wants to talk about the metaverse. Yes, that Facebook's buying up all the VR companies and trying to force us into this false universe. Lita, give us your take on the metaverse.
Well, I did my research this weekend, and I'm completely lost. That's why I wanted to ask you. I don't really know how to pose the question because I really don't understand. But from what I understand, are they going to be strapping on a VR headset on everybody and trying to put
yes,
into,
yes,
like,
just like
fit?
Judges are ordering you now for a jury trial or for a lawsuit or for anything, you've got to be virtual on Zoom. And now they're going to say, if you want to be on Facebook, you got to do this. If you want to be in business, you got to do this. If you want to go to a concert, it's this way. And they're trying to train the youth to then make you go into these whole false realities. Because, again, they're going to make the real reality so ugly, they're going to try to force us into the false reality to have greater levels of deception.
Okay, and what else I notice is that they're trying to entice us to make money by being contributors of what they call NFTs, whether it be NFT creators for, like, avatars or even music, and I don't know how that ties
in. Sure. I don't think NFTs in and of themselves are evil or bad, but, yes, a lot of big money goes into them so that now you'll be able to go buy these NFTs only in the Facebook cyberspace, or there'll be certain ones only available there to then make it avant-garde and cool for people to then go into those spaces. Because, I wonder if I go into the virtual reality of Facebook, are they going to ban me? And the answer is yes. So, again, they're going to make you think it's a great place you want to be, but it is a trap. But it's the proto-matrix. This is the insertion of humans into the matrix. They're even coming out, Facebook, with beds you sleep in that take your own heat energy and then put it into carbon credits.
So is this in some way our introduction to transhumanism?
This is one of the traps into false reality, yes. Wireheads that Philip K. Dick talked about, yes. This is absolutely, completely satanic. In fact, there's a great image that I saw on Twitter, which you put on screen. It says there's no difference. And it shows him, 5 years ago with all of his minions that had to be hooked up to it to work there or to come to the event versus Clockwork Orange and brainwashing. And that's exactly what this is.
So then, this is what I'm struggling with. Ethically and spiritually, we just need to stay away from it then?
Well, yes. I mean, especially keep young people away from it. It makes people very nauseous. People don't want to use it. The Google goggles failed. But this is what they're trying to force us into, is total sensory bombardment, building their false universe to confuse us so much that we start not knowing what the metaverse is versus the real third dimension. So they want to take us even out of the third dimension. They don't want us connected to God at the higher dimensions, because we're entities that are in all the dimensions. We're experiencing reality in all 11 at least. So they don't want us to transcend to a higher dimension. They want to suppress us in an even form of artificial prison dimension that is completely synthetic and artificial. Thank you, Lita. Very good question. Margaret in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Alex. Me and my family really love you. We've learned a lot from you this past year and a half. We were a little late to this game. We didn't know about New World Order and globalists. Believe it or not, I've been a nurse for 26 years, and I didn't even know about aborted fetal tissue and vaccines. But we're frustrated and we're angry. We've lost a lot this year. We've had to sell our house. We have to move out of this communist state. And we know that you and we recognize this. We know you and other media outlets cannot use your platforms to call for.
Ma'am, I want to hear you. I think you have your hand over the receiver a little. Will you try to just look where your hand's at? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now?
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, that's better. But you were saying you're frustrated as you awaken. And then what was your question?
Well, my question, Alex, is, you can't call for a war and an uprising, but, we are letting these psychopaths kill us. They're killing our elderly. They're killing our first responders. Now they're coming after our children with poison injections and the food supply.
No, I totally agree. So listen, we have to give up on the phones or the control system. And we have to move away from those into flip phones. I'm serious. We have to disconnect ourselves from the corporate media. We have to recognize that it's all like a poisonous matrix system taking us over. And we have to recognize that it's not technology that's bad, but it's what is Trojan horses in all this technology is meant to destroy us. And we have to start building farms and rural areas like the Amish have done if we really want to try to be outside of this. Or you can try to merge with it and then try to fight it from within. There's two different schools of thoughts.
Well, it's really frustrating. I want all Americans and the people of the world to rise up. We've got to take our
No, ma'am, I hear you and I agree with you. We need to rise up spiritually and consciously and awaken like you've done, then awaken others, and then have leaders that stand up and fight this system. Say no to the COVID vax, no to the global passport, no to the cashless society, no to Klaus Schwab, no to Prince Charles, and we're going to win. Thank you, Margaret. Great points. God bless you. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Ian in Utah. Ian, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Well, before I get into what I want to talk about, I just want to say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's the truth.
All right, so today I really want to get into Aleister Crowley, since we were talking about Prince Charles and Jimmy Savile and all the pedophiles and stuff, and basically why they engage in all this stuff. So basically, Aleister Crowley and his cult of Thelema, they all believe that when they do all this evil stuff, it brings them to get this forbidden knowledge of some sort, which I believe that it's just the knowledge of Satan and just pure evil and everything that basically just inverts reality and the ways of nature, and it just basically inverts nature's law to the core.
That's right.
Yeah, because like in nature, it's basically just, it's normal. That's just how it works for every single species of animal. Like we're supposed to be protective of our young, but they believe in sacrificing our young. And another interesting thing that I've gone to is that they want their victims to be healthy, and it kind of makes me question some things of what's going on right now. So why are they trying to, if they want their victims to be healthy, why are they trying to shoot us up with a bunch of vaccines and make us fat and dumb?
Well, I mean, Aleister Crowley is not the end-all be-all of Satanism. He's just one more of their little minions. But this is a mass culling. So sure, some sects of Satanists wanted a healthy baby or a healthy woman, a virgin to kill. That's just one arm. No, this is now mass poisoning of the general public to kill our genetics and to mutate us. Even if we're able to have children, it's a form of a major satanic ritual to attack our DNA and to create mutants that are abominations in the sight of God. So they want to mutate humans because they know God came and destroyed a large portion of what was left of humans, if you believe the Bible and every other ancient text, because of the mutant issue. And so they want the authorization to kill us. And humans carry a big price when they kill a human that is pure in their generations, as the Old Testament says. That doesn't mean you're a pure person or perfect. It means your genetics are pure. And so it's really, when you pull back, it's really all an alien invasion to destroy our genetics. And then they kind of win the war. They don't like our species. They want to stop our species. Thank you, Ian. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with Frank and many others on the other side. Hour number four, and then Gerald Celente, InfoWars.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.